This is what I call the calm before the storm. Okay, Matthew 22. Let's all stand on our feet. We're going to start in verse 34 and just read just a few verses. Y'all got it? If you got it, say, got it. Okay, Matthew 22. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. Then one of them, a lawyer, better watch out for the lawyers, asked him a question, testing him and saying, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" And Jesus said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and all the prophets." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for this opportunity to study your word. We pray that you would center our hearts on what you have for us. Help us to be prepared to take as much as we can from your word and apply it to our lives in the exact way that you desire us to. We pray that you'd fill me with your spirit to speak your word in a clear and understandable way. And I pray that you would fill each of us with your spirit to receive exactly what you have for us. We give you this time and we pray that you'd have your way in us and through us. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen. So here in Thrive Junior High, we have what is kind of our vision / mission statement / slogan, and I think you'll find that it's super catchy. So our slogan is, love Jesus, live Jesus, thrive. No, not thrive Jesus, that doesn't make any sense. So love Jesus, live Jesus, thrive. And it really does capture all that Thrive is about. But on its own, it's kind of one of those, like, it kind of looks like one of those cheesy slogans that are just there and, like, nobody understands. Kind of like Eminem's slogan. Do you guys know what Eminem's slogan is?
Yeah.
It's melting your hand, not your mouth.
What?
No, it is. Yeah, that makes no sense. Even when I say it, I need to, like, double check myself. That, because to eat it, it needs to melt. That makes no sense.
100%.
It's cheaply paid.
Do I have it backwards? Melt in your mouth, not your hand?
Melt in your hand.
It's still weird though, because M&M's still melt in your hand. Because we've all had that, like, that stain of the M&M, you know? M&M hand. Man, makes no sense to me. Really blows my mind. Also, Google's slogan is, don't be evil. Why? It's like, why? Why is Google's slogan, don't be evil? That doesn't even make sense. What's not evil? Or what's evil about not Google? I'm so confused. It just confuses me. FedEx's slogan, you have to, like, tune in for this one. Yes. Yeah, I know, I corrected it. Melt in your mouth, not your hand. Still weird. Doesn't make sense to me. Because they still melt in your hand. No, that's right. I know that's right. They melt either way. It's really some false advertisement here. It's really killing me. FedEx's, you need to, like, pay attention to this one because it's like a paradox. It says, their slogan, when there is no tomorrow. What? What does that mean? I think what they're saying is, like, if you have, like, an instant need in that moment and you're like, I need Ritz crackers, then FedEx is gonna, like, be there like there's no tomorrow. But how do they know there's no tomorrow? And then it's almost like a question. Or is it a statement or is it a question? When, no, it's a statement. But when is there no tomorrow? Is it when FedEx delivers? I don't know. Holiday Inn. Their slogan is pleasing people the world over. I don't even know. Holiday Inn, pleasing people the world over. It's like, what were they thinking? And then Yellow Pages, this one's just dumb. Let your fingers do the walking.
What?
Fingers can't walk.
Yes, they can.
Fingers can wiggle. Fingers can wiggle. Fingers can wiggle in a walking motion, but this is not walking. This is wiggling your fingers in a walking motion. This is walking, and it's the only thing that is walking. They really needed to think these through, and they didn't. But luckily, Love Jesus, Live Jesus, Thrive, we did think this through. And so what I want to do is tell you what all of that means so that you have a clear understanding. And you 8th graders, this is going to be a good reminder for you. And you 7th graders, this is really going to show you what our goal is for these next 2 years of your life here at Calvary Chapel Modesto. So I want to take really just briefly some time looking at each of those parts. So we're going to break this down into 3 points. Love Jesus, live Jesus, thrive. So if you're taking notes, that's the order of the way we're going to break things down. I always want to say live Jesus, love Jesus, thrive because that flows better, but it's all wrong. Yeah, but live Jesus, love Jesus, thrive sounds better. Love, because love just doesn't feel right at the start, but it's okay. It's okay, guys. It's okay, we'll get through it. So our first point is love Jesus. And we saw this in our passage, Matthew 22, verse 37, says, Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. In another passage, in another gospel, he also says strength. And the foundation of our growth as Christians is a love for Jesus. That's the foundation. That's where everything starts. There's another part of the Bible that says without love, without a love for God and a love for others, you are like a clanging cymbal. You're like,
oh my gosh, oh my God, I hate you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You better stay awake. You never know what's going to happen. But that's what it says, that if you do, if you don't have a love for Jesus and a love for others, that your life is like a clanging cymbal. You're just saying things. You're just going through things. You're just going through the motions, and it's not amounting to much. It's just noisy. It's just making noise. And I love that Jesus says your heart, your soul, and your mind, because this covers all that we are as human beings. Our heart, first, is basically, that's a cute way of saying your spirit. Your spirit. Yeah, it's a cute way of saying your spirit. So when you're like, my heart is so warm, you're really saying like your spirit is warm. And this is the part of us that interacts with God. The spirit is our part that communicates with God. It's the part that battles against temptation, the part that gets to know God more, the part that battles against our flesh and our worldly desires. It's that part that prays and then also hears back from God. That's our heart. And Jesus tells us, love God with your heart, spiritually, with your spirit, love God. And then also the soul. The soul is the personality of a person. That's their passions, their like what drives them, their desires. It's the part of us that's tempted by the devil and by demons, the part of us that's tempted by the lust of this world. It's sometimes called the flesh. It's the part that battles against the spirit. It's not inherently evil, but it's not particularly good as well. So there's conflict there. There's conflict between the spirit and between the soul. But Jesus tells us, love God with your soul. So what does that mean? Love God with your passions. If you're passionate about art or about music or school, if you're one of those, or if you love reading, love God with that. Love God with those things that you're passionate about. Then he says, finally, your mind. And your mind is your human intellect. It's the part of you that sees the world and then makes opinions about it and interprets it and understands it and learns new things and understands things about the world, whether it be science or math or English or history. That's your mind. And Jesus tells you, Love God with your mind. Love God with the way you use your mind and the way you handle your mind and the things that you think about and the way you interpret the world around you. Love God with that. Our growth as Christians starts with the love for Jesus. But for that to happen, we need to be getting to know Jesus. We need to be spending time in the Word of God. We need to be spending time praying. We need to be spending time understanding ourselves in light of all that Jesus has done for us and then growing from that and making decisions and being transformed by that. So that brings us to our second point of Thrive Junior High, and that is to live Jesus. Ephesians 5 verse 2 says, "Live a life filled with love, following the example of Jesus Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God." So as you spend time loving Jesus and getting to know Jesus, and as that love for Jesus grows and grows, and your knowledge of God and understanding of him grows, the next step is to start living like him. Start living like what you're learning about him. Not just letting the words that you read and the discussions that you have at church and in small groups stay here and stay in the Bible, not just letting those verses stay in the Bible, but letting them transform every aspect of your life. Letting them transform who you are and what you do at school. Letting them transform the way you interact with people at home, the way you interact with your friends and your brothers and your sisters and your parents as well, and what it looks like to honor and to obey them, letting all of that transform. We have to allow that to happen as we love Jesus more and as we learn more about him. The Bible says in so many different spots how we need to be living out our faith. We cannot just say that there's faith. We cannot just have belief without action. James says that if your faith is not active, if you're not taking steps of action and transformation in your life, that your faith is dead, that it's meaningless, that it's not there. It amounts to nothing if it's not transforming your life. And that's our main goal of Thrive Junior High. To love Jesus more, but not to stop right there, but to allow it to transform all of who you are. To allow it to transform everything. And really focus on putting this practice to every aspect of your life. This is what Thrive is all about. And so this brings us to our last point, and the main point of Thrive Junior High, which is to thrive. Yes. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 says, "Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by such a huge cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and every sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith." Thrive, by definition, you've been here for like an hour and a half almost, and I haven't even given you the definition yet. Here's what it is. Thrive is to grow or develop very well or vigorously. So it means to grow like crazy. A plant planted in really good soil with a whole bunch of, what makes plants grow? I don't know. I'm not about that. Soil? Vitamins?
Fertilizer?
Water? Sun. What like makes them grow good? Isn't it like all about, it's all about the manure, right? It's all about the manure. So they tell me. It's all about the manure. Yeah. I feel like it's more like thrive encompasses all of it. And then it's like, with all of that, thrive. So within all of that, thrive. So it's like live Jesus, colon, not the part of the body, thrive. So that's what it means to grow or to develop vigorously. And this is our main goal of Thrive Junior High, to grow like crazy. Junior High in general is a complicated stage of life. It's crazy. It's where you transition from being a kid, like just a little kid, just chilling in life, to being a teenager and like supposed to be like kind of mature when you get into high school. That doesn't usually happen, but that's what's supposed to happen. But it's crazy. That's a huge transition to go from being a kid and being treated as a kid and viewing the world as a kid, and then to now being a teenager when you're ready to graduate junior high and to live the world and be treated like a teenager. So in junior high, there's a lot of obstacles that you have to go through. School starts to get harder. Suddenly, like, ancient history matters. And it will never matter again. But for some reason, it matters right now. And then they're going to be, like, introducing letters into your mathematics and, like, isosceles triangles. I hope they already have it in junior high. That's what I'm talking about. You're going to have to, like, learn grammar. Which is a bummer. That's a bummer. But you gotta do it. You gotta do it. But even with all these like mental changes, you're also gonna go through physical changes. Your body's gonna get bigger, but your mind is gonna still feel small. So you're gonna be like running and like stubbing your toe because you forget how big your feet are, and like not able to get to sleep because your shins hurt because they're growing so fast. That happened to me. I hated it. I grew so fast in junior high and then stopped. I wear the same shoe size I did in junior high. It just stopped. 8.5. Look at those little pequeños. But we do. We change like crazy in junior high. And then we have like the whole, all of a sudden, like what once had cooties is suddenly a cootie. What once had cooties is suddenly a cutie. But that's serious. It's for like something happens where the people you thought were so weird are suddenly like attractive, and it's like what in the world? But then you're like, I can't talk to them. I'm awkward. Don't you remember I'm awkward? And so it's like, what am I even going to say? I don't talk. I'm a junior higher. I hate talking. And it's like, what in the world? But that's what happens in our mind. And then on top of all of this, pimples. Oh, no. I know. It's the worst. But that's junior high. That's what comes with it all. But through all of this, we do not want your growth in Jesus to be thwarted or to be like opposed or slowed down or like inhibited, but we want it to be encouraged. We want you to grow like never before. We want you to be like bamboo grass that can like grow into everything. Did you know that bamboo grass, if you plant it under somebody, it will grow through their body? Why do I know that? Mythbusters, that's why. Yeah, it would hurt. But bamboo is fierce. And this is what we want for Thrive. We want your growth in Jesus to be fierce. We want you to not slow down because life is complicated. Because like you can't understand what your parents or your brothers or sisters or your friends are doing. What you can't understand why you're changing. Why you have these temptations or why you don't feel this way that you did like a week ago. And everything's confusing and it's like, what in the world? You're stressed, you're anxious, you're scared. But you're also like really wanting to do a whole bunch of stuff. It's complicated. And within all of that, we want your growth to be vigorous. We want your growth to thrive like it never has before. Because in your junior high experience, you are going to need to thrive like you've never had before. It really is a need. Because, hey guys, pay attention for this last second. Because life does change in junior high. your friends' lives are going to change in junior high. Your life is going to change in junior high. Who you are starts to change. Suddenly, everything, like every movie you like, isn't what your parents like. But it's like suddenly you start to like your own movies, and it's like, whoa, that's crazy. And suddenly you start to like branch out and define yourself as a human being. And that's complicated. It's confusing. It's wild. But through it all, we need to keep Jesus at the center. And this is what we are here for. It's why your leaders are here. Because junior high was a huge period for us where maybe it was really rough and we had to correct through all of high school, or maybe it was really good and we benefited tremendously in our high school years because of it. And we want you to receive that as well. And so this is what Thrive's all about. Thrive is about loving Jesus, getting to know him more. We are not any longer just going to talk about what's in the Bible. We're not just going to look at the history, though it's important to know it and know how it happened, but we're going to start asking why. We're going to start looking at doctrine. So yes, we know God created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh, but why? Why did he do that? We know that Jesus died and 3 days rose from the dead, and we need to believe that resurrection to be saved, but why? Why do we need to believe that? You know it well, but why? Why do you need to believe that? And this is the stuff we're going to be asking all throughout the Bible. We're going to be asking those questions. Why? Why do we fellowship? Why do we worship? Why do we need to pray? Why does prayer work? Why am I able to have feelings that are one way, and then feelings that are the other way, and then feelings that are a different way, all at the same time, and interact with God in between all of that? Why? Why is that a real thing? And we're going to really answer those questions. We're going to find out what it is in Scripture, what it is from a scientific perspective, because if you boil science down to what it really is, you see that the Bible aligns with so much of it. Science has proven so much of what goes on in the Bible. So you are going to see the whys behind so much of the whats that you guys know so well. And it's going to be really good. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. You picking up what I'm putting down? Smelling what I'm stepping in? Meeting me halfway?
No.
I don't have any other ones. Okay, let's pray. And then we'll hang out for a little bit because they're not out yet downstairs. Heavenly Father, you are so incredible. And we're so thankful that we have this opportunity to love you and to grow deeper in you and to live like you. And that if we focus on that, that we thrive, that we are able to grow deeper in you vigorously, grow deeper with you with such a focus and such a passion. So we pray that that would happen this year in Thrive Junior High. We surrender this school year to you. We pray that you would be the center of it, that you'd be the focus of it, and that you would grow our faith in you. That you would grow our love for you, and that you would grow the steps that we are taking in obedience to your word and to what we're learning. We love you so much. We give you this time. We give you this week before us. We pray that you'd be the center of it all and be honored by it. We pray all this in Jesus' name, and all of God's people.